It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Rhode Island has a new board overseeing higher education and public schools, and it meets for the first time tonight. There are many questions about how this board will function and whether it will be able to adequately fulfill a job that used to require two separate boards. To find out more, I sat down with the board's newly confirmed chair, attorney Eva Marie Mancuso. Good to see you.
Same here.
So, Eva Marie Mancuso, you're an attorney and a University of Rhode Island graduate, but tell me a little bit more about yourself and your background. Where are you from?
Well, I am as Rhode Island as they get. I grew up in Edgewood.
In Cranston, right.
I grew up in the house that my mother grew up in. I went to St. Paul's. I started at St. Paul's in Edgewood, and then I went to Edgewood Highlands, and from there, Parkview and Cranston East and URI, and then I left Rhode Island and went to law school in Boston, and that's only because there was no law school in Rhode Island, or I probably would have stayed here. I started my career in Massachusetts. I worked as an assistant district attorney, and then I came back to Rhode Island as an assistant attorney general in the late 80s and went into private practice a couple of years later, and that's where I've been since.
And you'll be chairing a board that's in charge of both K through 12 and higher education. So what's your philosophy when it comes to education?
Education, I believe, is the gateway to the next century. Education is our best defense to ignorance, to poverty, to economic development. Well, it's really the agenda going forward. I think education is the most important thing that we can do for our workforce, for our individuals, and for our students going forward.
And tonight is the first meeting of this newly confirmed Board of Education. So what's on the agenda?
It's very exciting because we started with a brief overview orientation session last week, and that was just so that people could get some idea of some of the issues that were left over from the other two boards going forward.
Quite a few issues are left over from those two boards.
There are. Where the first order of business will be for me to outline the legislation and the PK through 20 agenda going forward, because it's really two different tracks, if you will.
And PK through 20. For people who are not familiar, that stands for pre-kindergarten through the end of college. Really.
I can't believe I just did that. I said if I became the new pope, my job was going to be to take all of the acronyms out of education, and I just did it myself in my very first interview. So I apologize to your listeners for that. Yes, it is the pre-K through 20 agenda. So that really is early learning education right through adult education and learning at all different levels. Then we'll also start talking about what our future actions are, things that are a little bit more dicey and going forward.
Such as?
Well, such as the graduation requirements, charter schools.
Yes. Do you plan to take up graduation requirements? That's been so controversial, with a lot of critics saying that students are being punished because they can't score high enough on the state test known as the NECAP. Any plans to maybe roll back that graduation requirement?
Not at this time. I don't see it as something that's rolled back. And when I gave my interview to the Providence Journal, I said, I'm excited that people are so engaged. They should be, because we should have a diploma that means something in Rhode Island. We shouldn't just graduate people to graduate them. On the other hand, we have to hold parents, teachers, and kids responsible for that education and give them all the resources they need to be successful. So while the NECAP is just one part of the graduation requirement, it is something where we have put in place several different steps to make sure that they are successful going forward. So I'd like to see the conversation, and if I can steer the conversation, it'll be around how do we make the kids successful rather than how we roll back the standards. We have to have kids that are coming out of school, college and workforce, ready. Again, when people are looking at economic development, they're looking at what the workforce is going to be. And you want to make sure that you have good, strong students coming out of school to serve that workforce.
Eva Marie Mancuso, the move to consolidate the state boards of education into a single board did have critics. A lot of people said higher education tends to get short shrift when this kind of structure is in place. So what's your plan for how this board will function and adequately serve both systems?
Well, let me begin by saying I was one of those critics. I testified before the legislature because that was the concern. We have so many issues on K through 12. How can we make sure that the issues that are in higher education, which are significant, don't get subsumed into the lower school agenda? The legislature did that in two ways. First of all, by making the Commissioner for Higher Education the chair of the Executive Committee. Second of all, by having the Executive Committee made up of the three college presidents and the two commissioners, so that higher education has a very strong voice in setting the agenda for the board going forward, so that we'll make sure, and everybody's cognizant of those issues, because we have issues in higher education that are just as pressing. Here we have, we're about to embark on a joint nursing facility in Rhode Island between the college and the university and the private sector. We have other cross-cutting issues that are happening between Brown and the whole conglomerate of the private schools, as well as our state university and in our college. So that's very important going forward, that it doesn't get pulled into the issues going on K through 12.
Yes, I think there's also an unfinished contract discussion at the University of Rhode Island, and you know, of course, the issue of tuition.
Right. Well, for this year, I'm pleased to say that URI is doing a huge public relations campaign around the fact that we are going to be one of the only states, I think, in all of the Northeast that holds tuition for out-of-state students. A lot of the land-grant universities and a lot of the local schools are keeping tuition level for in-state, but we're doing it for both in-state and out-of-state tuition. So instead of looking at it as a negative, saying the governor only gave us half of the budget going forward, we're looking at it as a positive, saying this is a real great tool to get those academic students from New Jersey and Connecticut and New York that would naturally come to URI to bring them in.
Now, Rhode Island's current higher education commissioner, Ray DePasquale, is also the head of the Community College of Rhode Island. And to my understanding, he will cease being the commissioner as of this summer. So what's the plan for replacing him?
We have a plan in place. We're starting right now to develop a job description, because the job description, as I see it going forward, and it's really just my opinion at this point, I've began the discussions with the governor about the way I see the person serving, rather than the role of higher education being something that's an oversight board, which really we don't need. We have three unbelievable professionals in our college president. So I'd like to see the commissioner of higher education, or the person in that role, being more of a facilitator, so that when we have these programs like the joint nursing building and like other cross-cutting issues between K-12 and higher education, being the person who is spearheading those issues, rather than looking at the compliance, if you will, at every level.
And what do you see as the top three issues for higher ed in the state right now?
I think the top three issues right now are really looking at the missions and making sure that the missions stay clearly defined between the three institutions. We have great programs at each institution, but they each have their own mission. So I think going forward, to make them relevant to the legislature and the governor, who are ultimately going to fund them, I think it's important that they stick to their missions. The other issue that I think we're going to see in higher education is the portability of credits going forward. We have a lot of non-traditional students. Students, you'll hear the presidents talk about things like it takes 5 or 7 years to graduate from college. Why is that? Well, I think part of that is that we have a very parochial way of looking at credits. We have the introduction of online classes. We have the introduction of classes at maybe private schools or workforce work that would equal a college class. So there's a different way of looking at college credits. We really have to make a model that works for the students.
Eva Marie Mancuso, you also mentioned earlier that one of the issues we have in Rhode Island is students graduating from high school not ready for college courses. So what do you see as the top priorities? What are the big things you would like this board to take up when it comes to K-12 education?
Well, I can tell you that if I had the pocketbook strings, I would have mandatory kindergarten. I would have preschool, because really that's where it starts. You know, if we're saying that in the first few years of education, it's equal across the board, those gaps start, whether it be economic, whether it be racial, whatever the issues are, once we get into middle school, right now we're remediating in 9th, 10th, and 11th grade, I think it's too late. Obviously, we have to start there because we have those kids. We can't leave those kids behind. However, if we really want to make an impact, we'll be doing it in the elementary schools.
Well, Eva Marie Mancuso, the chair of the State Board of Education, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.